In Johannesburg, one of the toughest problems facing Nelson Mandela's government has been crime. The advent of democracy 2.5 years ago ushered in a new era of lawlessness as the tight controls of apartheid melted away. Drugs and drug-related crime are of particular concern. Over the past year, the authorities have noticed a dramatic rise in the use of a drug all too familiar to Americans, crack cocaine. From Johannesburg, Ed O'Loughlin reports.
Until recently, nobody worried much about drug abuse in South Africa. Apartheid seemed a much bigger issue. But now that white rule is gone, South Africa is discovering that it does indeed have a drug problem, and that the problem is getting worse.
From around the beginning of 1995, we basically noted a crack cocaine explosion.
Captain Ebrahim Kadwa is a spokesman for the South African Narcotics Bureau. He says that cocaine first appeared in large quantities 4 years ago, when West African drug syndicates began using South Africa as a staging point for sending drugs to the United States and Europe. But the smugglers, mainly Nigerian, soon began to appreciate South Africa's potential as a market in its own right.
Through a very concerted marketing strategy, they have managed to flood the South African market with cocaine, and later it was marketed on street level as crack.
The last few months have brought a dramatic increase in levels of crack abuse in South Africa. Cape Town's main drug counseling center says that since last year, the number of crack abusers amongst its clientele has risen fivefold to almost one-third. Despite this increase in crack, the main drug of addiction is still Mandrax, a sedative known in the West as Quaaludes. In South Africa, hardcore abusers have learned to smoke Mandrax with marijuana, which makes it more powerful and more addictive. But if the current trend continues, experts believe crack could eventually supplant Mandrax as the country's biggest problem drug. Captain Kadwa again.
In some cases, we actually have noted that Mandrax strongholds have actually been converted into crack cocaine strongholds. So there is an entire switch from people involved in Mandrax going into crack cocaine.
South Africa's rising drug problem has many causes. The years of white rule left most members of South Africa's non-white majority in dire poverty, living in squalid townships where unemployment can reach 50%. Ironically, though, it was the end of apartheid in 1994 which paved the way for crack to enter the South African market. Dr. Greg McCarthy is a leading authority on drug abuse in the Western Cape.
Since the change of government and the South Africa no longer being the pariah, our ports are more open, and it seems that along with other legal substances, that the drugs have also been flooding in.
With a murder rate 5 times that of the United States, South Africa is considered by the World Health Organization to be the most dangerous non-warring country on the planet. In parts of Johannesburg and Cape Town, much of the violence can be traced to Mandrax addicts seeking cash and to turf wars between dealers. Experts fear that the advent of crack will greatly add to the problem. Unlike most drugs, crack can make its users more aggressive and violent. Few people have much faith in the police's ability to cope with the drug. Farouk Jaffer is a leader of the main vigilante group in Cape Town. He claims that the majority of South African police officers are corrupt, incompetent or lazy.
They actually were part and parcel of these drug syndicates where they were actually on the payroll. And it will be very difficult for us to sort of eliminate this type of evil. Here in South Africa, you hardly see a police walking on the street.
The South African Narcotics Bureau is underfunded and undermanned and can itself only guess at the scale of the problem it faces. It says that in the first 4 months of this year, police seized almost 10 times as much crack as in the whole of last year. But the total haul weighed in at only a few pounds, which police admit represents barely a tiny fraction of the crack available on the street. For National Public Radio, this is Ed O'Loughlin in Johannesburg.